Hey, everybody. Welcome so much, and thanks so much for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in again today. As promised, I have April Hall on the phone, and April is going to talk with us about her journey to bring Amaria Hall back home. So let me just put this into perspective for you. There are 75,000, there have been 75,000 Black women missing in the United States since 2010. That's an alarming number, isn't it? An alarming number. And most of you will remember that just a few years ago in DC, there were over 200 Black women missing. 200 young Black girls were missing, and everybody created a big uproar. Where did all these girls go? And then the authorities came out and said, well, we think those girls went missing because they ran away. Then we found out they didn't run away. They were just missing. They were taken. They were snatched from homeless shelters. They just went missing. And who is Handsome Negro? Hello. Somebody on here has a name like Handsome Negro. Anyway, so we wanted to do this show to focus on one young lady who is missing from right here, right in our own backyard, right here in Michigan. And Amaria Hall has been missing for some time now. And her mother, April, is joining us this evening to tell us about the journey to bring Amaria home. And I want you to hear from April and to hear in her own words what it is like to have a child who is missing and the efforts to bring Amaria home. So when you're done, I want you to go to her Facebook page and say something, right? So I'm going to bring April on, and she's going to tell us some more about her journey to bring her daughter home. Hi, April. Hi. Just like that. Just dry. Hi. How are you? You're okay. Yeah, she sounds so shy, but believe me, folks, she's not shy. She's a warrior. If you ever have any kind of situation going on, April is whom you want to have in your backyard. You want her on your team. So we've been talking a little bit about missing children and about how girls are missing, and there have been 75,000 Black girls missing in the country since 2010. And it seems like if you and I don't talk about it, it seems like it doesn't matter to anybody else. So we have to make a big show out of it. We have to make a big deal about it, because it is a big deal, right? It's a big deal. So tell me a little bit about your own story. When did you find out that Amaria was missing? So it's been 8 weeks since Amaria discovered missing. How did you find that she was missing? Okay. So when you got up at 8:30 in the morning, you discovered that she was gone, right? Hold on. I didn't know that part. So she actually left a note. So when you saw the next morning, it seemed as if there was some sort of altercation that took place around her disappearing. And then she left a note saying, don't look for her. Was it written in her handwriting? Do you think that was it in her handwriting, or do you think she was coerced into writing that note? Because it doesn't sound like something that she would say. Ah, I see. Okay. It sounds like someone else's words. Well, what's been happening since Amaria went missing? I mean, what did you do immediately after that? Did you call the police? Did you call family? Right. Toledo? Why Toledo? Why Toledo? What made you think she's... There's a trafficking ring in Toledo. You heard that, y'all? There's a big trafficking ring in Toledo. Let me just tell you what April is referencing right there. We know that Toledo is a central depot in this part of the country for traffickers. For some reason, Toledo is like a turnpike on the freeway. Toledo becomes a turnstile for those who are trafficking persons from the north to the south, to the Midwest, to the east, to the west. So when she says they went to Toledo, that's where their own investigations led them. But I wanna say that after she called the police, how did the police treat it? Did they treat it like she was a missing person, or did they kind of treat her like she was a victim of trafficking? They did not. Okay. Right. No, I'm kidding. So let me ask you something now. This is interesting. Interesting, because here you have a child who is missing, and I want to show the disparities that exist within the system. Yeah, because here you have a child who is missing. Ostensibly, this is just a child. Could be my child, your child, whatever, right? And for all intents and purposes, you're going to assume that a child missing is going to be big news. Whether you know what I mean, you don't expect when you go to the police that they're going to draw breaks, or they're going to attach any kind of implicit biases that they might think she ran away. After all, correct me if I'm wrong, y'all, a child who is under 18 does not have consent. Under 17 is the age of consent in Michigan. So if she's under the age of 17, she can't give consent to be taken out of her house. I'm just wondering if there's any lawyer. Are there any lawyers out there? Wade McCree, I want you to answer, right? Wade McCree is a former judge. I should say, I'm sorry, sir. Judge McCree, right? A retired judge, right? Here in Michigan from the Third Circuit, I believe, right? And I just want to know, what is the age of consent in Michigan? Because if a parent comes to you, the police, and says to you that their child is missing and the child is under 17, I don't understand why the police did not move so fast as to even do a family profile to see if anybody in the family might have been interested in making this child disappear. For all intents and purposes, I'm not saying this is the case with April's family. I've met them. They're distraught like you wouldn't believe. They're in pain because of this. But for all intents and purposes, April, this could have been a case of, well, we don't know if the family did it either. And to think that the police are just now doing a family profile is shocking. And I'm disappointed in the Trenton Police Department. And that adds to the angst of having your child missing. Come on. Now, I'm just saying it because if it were me and my child went missing, I would not be sitting calm. I don't know how April is calm tonight. Actually, you're hearing her calm because she's really riled up when she's ready. But I would not be sitting calm. They would have taken that report. Listen to me. They would have probably had me behind bars because I would have got carried on so badly in the confusion surrounding when your child is missing. But April, I want you to... Yeah. So hold on. Draw some breaks here. Hold on. Draw some breaks here. So initially the police were saying that you should not have put this out there on Facebook. You shouldn't have notified your friends and family on Facebook that your child is missing. Are you hearing that, my friends? Are you hearing that? The police were telling her, the police department in this city was telling this mother that she should not have notified friends and family on Facebook that her child is missing. Because she's not an investigator and they weren't doing anything. But just think about it. If you don't make the public know that your child is missing and let them know in a public fashion, then how on Dickens earth, how on God's green earth were you gonna find this child? I just want someone to answer that. I think we should try to get somebody from the Trenton Police Department because they should have a voice to say why they dragged their feet so long in investigating Amaria missing. Because if they had probably responded quicker, chances are this child would have been found. Because if you find them, isn't that the truth? Some of you all are police officers out there. If they find them within the first 24 hours, the first 24 hours are critical to finding the child, right? Because it slows the trafficker down. So hold on a second. So you are telling me. Right. So hold on a second, April. Hold on. So this mother is in the throes of surviving cancer at the same time that her daughter is missing. And she is doing the legwork of investigating where her daughter could be. And it took the police 1 week to come up with some idea. Now we understand that investigations have a process. But they didn't even take her seriously. when she first went there. And this woman right now is taking chemotherapy to survive her first second bout with cancer while her daughter is missing. And the insensitivity with which she has been treated is not just disgraceful, it is inhumane for her to be treated like that. And for the family not to have been done a profile on almost 2 months into the missing child. It's almost as if the police were saying she ran away, the child elected to run away. So I want to ask, what is this all about? Is this racism that because the child is black, you don't care? Because you are white and you're investigating a black child gone missing, you think that she's nobody, she's nothing? Is that how I would be treated? Is that how the rest of us would be treated? I mean, this is inhumane to the degree that it is unbelievable. And I think you need to call the senator or representative for your area to get them involved in this, because there has got to be some action behind this. I mean, this child has been missing for gone long 2 months and nothing. The police can't tell you. Let me hear what they have told you. They can't tell you where she is. At first, it seemed they thought she disappeared. She just went. She packed her bags and left. A child under 17, you all, who is under the age of consent, according to the law. Somebody correct me. Correct me here. The age of consent in Michigan is 17, if I'm correct. I want to hear this. I want to hear. So tell me now. So where is the investigation now at this juncture? What was the last thing the police said? Oh, he took a vacation? How lovely. Oh, really? So he has the luxury of taking a vacation while my child is missing and my taxes are paying his salary. Wow. Okay. This is outrageous. 4 weeks. This is actually 8 weeks later. But you know something, April, I'm going to be honest with you. I am a supporter of the police. I believe that the police have due process, and I believe that they enforce and carry out public safety. But this police department has been dragging its feet in this investigation. I guess we can all come to that conclusion. There should be some sort of progress, something to show that they've actually been investigating the case of this child who has gone missing. Because make no mistake about it, if I were to call the cops, I wake up tomorrow morning, and I wake up in the morning, and my child is missing from out of my house, and I call the police, I expect the police to try to figure out what happened, right? I want them to tell me what happened, right? Whether or not they think my child elected to go, the fact is I wake up the next morning, and she's gone. It doesn't matter if she leaves a note. A child under the age of consent cannot make a choice. It's much like saying this, that a child is like they're saying, well, she can have sex with anybody. And the law says a child under the age of consent can't do what? Can't make any choices, right? Right? So be that as it may now, what are the other organizations who stepped in the gap to help you bring some progress to this, to bring some light to the matter. Who is CSSI? Mm-hmm. Center for Search and Investigation. Exodus Foundation, that's me. Who else? Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Polaris, the human trafficking organization in DC, yeah? For our grieving girls, and of course, Crime Stoppers of Michigan, right? Uh-huh, right? And if I correct me if I'm wrong, you've done, you were on Live PD. You were interviewed by Live PD. Mm-hmm. Right. So you've had a plethora of media. So here locally in Southeast Michigan, you're on Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7. You were on WWJ, I think AM 950. We met the folks from there. And so they have done a plethora of media doing online interviews showcasing the fact that this child is missing. Perhaps what we need to do is to come back to this at the end of September to see where we are and what progress has been made to date so that we can see where this is leading, because it's leading somewhere. Make no mistake about it, this is leading somewhere, right? And we need to do some sort of analysis to see if there's any recovery that is made to see if we can bring Amaria back home. That's the goal. The goal is to bring Amaria home. Let me see what somebody on Facebook is saying. Uh-huh. Well, the FBI has been involved for some time because a missing person is a matter for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So they have always been involved, but they don't tell anybody what they're doing. They don't know what, they don't tell you. Well, even if they put her in the category of a runaway, it still doesn't mean it's not being investigated as a trafficking. If the child is recovered, right? Like if she shows up somewhere, then they're still going to treat her as if she was trafficked, because that's essentially what happened. See, what this is highlighting is the variances within law enforcement agencies and perception. You all see that now, right? That a child who goes missing, the traffickers are very aware of the language that is used by the authorities. So the trafficker leaving a note ostensibly written by the child saying, don't look for me. The trafficker knows that if he writes that note, when the police shows up, they're going to say, oh, she just wanted to leave with her boyfriend or leave with her man or some guy she met online. When in fact, the child is trafficked. So what happens now is the pressure from the family and the community, the outrage, is what is going to galvanize the action that something has to be done. Because all these girls don't just get up and run away. They're seduced and they're lured into activities that they don't have the ability, the emotional competency to comprehend the lifetime effects of trauma. Believe me, I know this for myself because I have a shelter for human trafficking survivors. And some of the girls who have been in there are people who have been trafficked when they were children and have no, you cannot begin to imagine the kind of lifetime trauma these folks live with. This is why we're trying to stop this and to bring Amaria home, just so that we can have a chance to give her a life that she chooses, not one that's chosen for her by some guy who is going to put her up on a set. Are you comfortable telling us that you saw Amaria on a website? Thank you. I tell you, this is so heartbreaking to hear a mother talk about her own missing child. I'm going to give a disclosure here. I've met April and I have been in her home. And when you hear, I object to her being, Amaria being called a runaway, because I've been in Amaria's home and I've seen Amaria's home. And Amaria was well loved. I've met the family around Amaria. I've met the grandmother. I've met the friends, the aunts. I've met the stepfather. I have met Amaria's brothers. And I kid you not, that family is in pain. Her brothers, when I first spoke with one of them on the phone, he could barely enunciate the words to say that his sister is missing. He stumbled, a grown man stumbled upon the words to describe how his family feel about his 16-year-old sister. And when I sat down with them face to face to talk about this, the pain that that family is feeling, one brother got up and walked away. One did not show up at all. One of them, he got up and he left because it is so emotional and so difficult. I am saying to you that when you hear a family say a child is missing, I need you to look at all sides of the story. This is not one of those stories where the child is coming from a difficult home, where there were issues in the home, so the child felt that she was safer running away. This is why we hesitate to refer to her as a runaway, because there was nothing wrong with home. Her home is clean. Her home is provided for. Amaria's mom is a teacher. She's a high school English teacher. She was not being beaten. She was not being abused physically, sexually, nor emotionally. Her needs were provided for all around. She was not hungry. She didn't lack for anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's very painful for this family to accept that this precious child is missing. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mhm. Mm. Wow. Mhm. 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 Uh-huh. 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 Right.